Chapter 1. Creation, the Bible's first poem. Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Reflection. The God who acts alone in Genesis chapter 1 is also the covenant Lord God who initiates relationship with his created beings in Genesis chapter 2. God's plan from creation was to dwell with his people. This book on women begins with God. In fact, as you read, you'll notice we never really turn our attention away from him. He is at the center of every chapter. After all, the Bible isn't primarily about women or men, but about the God who creates women and men and redeems them through his Son. This God and his Son are our focal point as we journey across Scripture. We start in Genesis with the ancient story of creation, retold with the focus on poetry. I'm no poet, but motherhood has made me a reciter of rhymes. Most Dr. Seuss loving mamas will tell you that poetry can convey new ideas to children more vividly than literal prose. A well-composed rhyme is a powerful teaching tool. Perhaps that's why poetry fills the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and shows up so early on in Scripture. God's creative work in Genesis chapter 1 is ordered in a sequential flow that some would argue as poetic. But in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, we read a line that appears to be a true poem. The verse has much to say about God and the people he makes. Context for this poem begins in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Moses is considered the author of these words and the first five books of the Bible. He wrote to an unsteady nation of formerly enslaved people who were learning to trust God as his own possession. Exodus chapter 6, verse 7. This introductory sentence of Scripture is key to the story Moses tells. It reminds Israel and us of God's supremacy. The world isn't the result of chance, but his direct and creative work. Moses refers to God as Elohim, the Mighty One, throughout Genesis chapter 1. And indeed, here we find a mighty God who commands a void nothing into a vivid something. God is the only speaker and actor in Genesis chapter 1. And this shouldn't surprise us. After all, he alone is self-existent and eternal. Like a designer more masterful than Chip and Joanna Gaines, he uses words to build three distinct settings in the first 3 days of creation. First, he made day and night, then sky and sea, and finally dry land and vegetation. Genesis chapter 1, verses 2 through 13. In the following 3 days, he progressively filled each space with a matching creature. Cosmological lights, birds and marine life, land animals, and people, the crown of his creation. Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 to 26.